This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacist, Turbo Reader, and the revealing new book, The Flip Side of Feminism. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
At a time when many states and school districts are struggling to stay afloat financially, the new national curriculum plan, called Common Core, demands that current textbooks be replaced with new books aligned with the new standards, and that teachers be retrained to teach in alignment with Common Core standards and Common Core tests, and that schools finance technological updates so every student can be tested on a computer, including buying additional computers and increasing broadband capacity. Estimates to implement the standards and tests range from $12 to $16 billion nationally. The states are having a hard time figuring out how much Common Core alignment will cost them, which provides further proof that the states had no role in developing the standards. Some estimates are that just for the testing mandated by Common Core standards, the annual cost of assessment for states participating in this will increase by $177 million, and that is not just a one-time cost, but an annual cost of the increase over previous standardized testing costs. Estimates of the textbook and material costs will be $374 million. And after all the cost and complexity of adopting Common Core standards, they will not make your kids any smarter. Here is the opinion of Dr. Sev Werman, a math standards and assessment expert and former U.S. Department of Education official. He said, and I quote, "I believe the Common Core marks the cessation of educational standards improvement in the United States. No state has any reason left to aspire for first-rate standards, as all states will be judged by the same mediocre national benchmark enforced by the federal government."
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNforAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPN for All keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPN for All are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNforAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Hour of Spingola Speaks. Our guest today is Mike King. He is the author of New NWO Forbidden History, 1763 to 2013. His website is tomatobubble.com. And just a quick note, we will not be broadcasting live tomorrow or on Wednesday. Additionally, Clint Richardson, who is usually on between 7 and 9 Central Standard Time, is away for the Christmas holiday. And so tonight, Lark and Bruce McCarthy of RBN's Datum Line will be subbing for Clint. And actually, I will be subbing for Clint next Monday. So anyway, back to Mike. Mike, welcome back.
Okay,
I was looking at some notes during the break, and the Rendon Group is one of the PR firms that does a lot of interesting things. They're the ones that furnish the flags, and they're the ones that make all these millions of dollars from the Pentagon. And in my notes, it talked about the Rendon Group, in fact, I'll just read you the note. The Rendon Group is a secretive public relations firm that has assisted a number of U.S. military interventions in nations including Argentina, Colombia, Haiti, Iraq, Kosovo, Panama, and Zimbabwe. Rendon's activities include organizing the Iraqi National Congress, a PR front group designed to foment the overthrow of Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein. And these are notes from quite some time ago. But this is what they do. And this is how they make the millions of dollars. Let's see. They get, since 2001, they have been working for the Pentagon, and they make about $56 million a year. And that can furnish a lot of flag burning and media mobs
and
all the other stuff.
And, you know, a lot of poor people for a couple hundred dollars will come out in the street.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, right. Just pay them $100 to show up somewhere and do whatever it is they ask them to do.
Yeah,
of course they'll do that.
During the heyday of that Occupy Wall Street nonsense, I recall seeing on Craigslist jobs for professional activists to participate in Occupy Wall Street and other left-wing causes. I mean, they would actually pay you to show up and be an activist. It was right on Craigslist. I mean, I was toying with the idea of infiltrating myself.
Oh, that would have been good. You should have done that.
Well, you know what? The next time something like that surfaces, maybe I'll do that with a hidden camera.
Of course, then they'll know if they're listening, which I'm sure they do monitor this program. They'll know that it might be you. So you're going to have to use another name.
Yeah, or you could just kind of walk in and mingle about with the people. But there was certainly,
sure.
I mean, that was a mixed bag, that Occupy Wall Street business. It was definitely had elements of a color revolution to it. But I think at some point they shut it down because they lost control of it. Because there were all types of people who were starting to show up and interact, talk. There were you know, libertarians, constitutionalists, and conspiracy theorists. But it was just odd. It was very strange the way they built that up. I really thought we were headed for some kind of color revolution. They were building it up, building it up, and then all of a sudden they pulled the plug on it.
Well, I actually interviewed somebody that took part in that, Patricia McAllister.
Oh, and Patricia, she was interviewed
by someone, and she really laid the blame on Israel.
Oh, yeah. And that was all over Fox News, too. Yeah.
Yeah, because she did that. She lost her job at, with the school system in her community.
Yeah, yeah. There was her. There was also, there was another, there are a few openly anti-Zionist activists showing up at these things, and but I mean, that's just my hunch. It just seems odd to me that it disappeared as quickly as it was built up.
Exactly. Let me just tell you what one of a couple of our chatters said. 30 said it's a rent-a-mob, and then an anonymous chatter said they will pay you to show up. S-H-O-A-H, show up. Oh, that's clever.
Yeah.
We have some clever people in the chat room.
Put a few Yankee dollars out there, you could turn out the mob. And,
sure.
But the key is to get it started, to start the flame.
And that is so true, because if you can get one person in a crowd, or two, three, interspersed and kind of, you know, in different areas, you can turn the crowd.
If you understand the dynamics of mob psychology, you know, once you get the people there, and then the next step in the process is to provoke a response from the riot police, and then bust out the fake blood. I mean, I have tons of pictures on my website of incidences where you clearly see that the blood is fake. And then the New York Times will run with that on its front page. Oh, look at this horrible regime, what they do to their people. So that's part of the formula, too.
Sure.
Now, absolutely. Do you remember Nada from Iran when they tried this business in Iran? The famous Nada?
No.
She had a lot of play. She was supposedly a young girl, a student, who was showing up at an anti-government rally and was gunned down by a sniper. As she takes this rifle shot to the chest, supposedly, you can see on video there's two men helping her to the ground. She didn't just drop. I mean, they actually helped her to the ground.
Well, that was kind of them.
Yeah, it was kind of them. And then, out of nowhere, blood starts gushing out of her nose and mouth as she's looking at the camera.
Sure, Hollywood.
Yeah. And if you look at some of the pictures, it appears that somebody just passed his hand over her face, and then in the next moment, there's blood everywhere. But Nada was all over the newspapers.
I guess I just should be reading the newspaper more.
Yeah. So if they can't provoke an actual violent response from the police, they'll just bloody themselves up. But it's all Hollywood.
Exactly. All right, let's take a phone call. Let's take Kent in West Virginia. Kent, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hi, Danny and Mike. A couple of things. Of course, we just had this anniversary about a month ago, and there was another operative that somehow ended up in Russia many years ago. Remember his name, Lee Harvey Oswald? He sort of wandered into Russia and then somehow got back to the United States, and now they're all just talking about, well, maybe we'll pardon Snowden so he can sneak back into the country, and then they'll come up with something for him to do. So I just think that's an interesting parallel. And concerning Brazil, I used to see on maybe the BBC, BBC or German television, you know, 5 or 6 years, Lula was, I always thought that, well, the United States won't put up a Lula because Lula was you know, a man of modest background who really accomplished, you know, rose up in Brazil, and was actually doing things for the people that didn't have much, the poor people, you know, giving them, improving their education and improving their circumstances, but at the same time seeming to keep the economy running at a pretty effective way. And I always thought that, well, they'll certainly want to do away with Lula, because that's just a bad example. And another thing is, Brazil has a huge oil find off the coast, so they'll be wanting to get their fingers in that too. So yeah, I can see how Brazil would be ripe for subterfuge.
Oh yeah, it was considered a big prize. And, I remember back then thinking that this Union of the Americas was a done deal.
Gentlemen, we do have a three-minute break, so we will be back in 3 minutes. Kent, if you would like to stay over the break, you're certainly welcome to do so.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steenblok has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Mike King, the author of NWO, Forbidden History, 1763 to 2013. His website is tomatobubble.com. And we have Kent from West Virginia on the phone. Okay. And you were talking about, what were you talking about?
Brazil.
Brazil, but specifically.
And in particular, it's defiance of the globalists. And it's very close relations with Iran. I wanted to mention, I just learned this the other day. I was surprised. Well, nothing surprises me anymore. But not only does the United States at the behest of Israel, of course, impose onerous sanctions on Iran. There are lower-level sanctions that we impose on countries that exceed a certain amount of trade with Iran. Can you believe that? I mean, we're telling other countries how to trade, and we're going to punish you if you trade with Iran. And some of the countries that have been punished with these sanctions, I mean, they're not heavy sanctions, but they take a bite. India is one. Brazil is another one that has openly defied the United States in regards to these sanctions. So,
Cuba has been under sanction since the 60s. It's the longest running sanction that we've ever had.
Yeah, I mean that's absurd. I mean, I despise Castro as much as anyone else, but I mean, what are these sanctions done? The only thing they've done is they've made him stronger because he could point to the big bad United States as the source of Cuba's economic woes instead of Marxism. But yeah, that's really ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. And of course, the Iraq sanctions.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness! And what was it that Albright said, Madeleine Albright? Well, 500,000 children. Yes, we did what we thought was right, and yes, we.
She said it was worth it. She was asked, "Was the price worth it?" She said, "Yeah, we think it was worth it."
Yeah. Well, what about the parents? Do you think
the
parents thought that it was worth it?
Yeah.
I must call it a B word.
Monsters these people are.
They are. Absolutely. Absolutely.
A true psychopath. I mean, if you were to take Charles Manson and Jeffrey Dahmer and Richard Speck and all the great mass killers of all time and
they were nothing compared to
put them in charge, but give them the power of the U.S. military, I don't think they could hardly do much worse.
Indeed. Indeed.
Yeah.
I think probably all of the media attention that those people received was to take the media attention off of the really, really big criminals.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Like Stalin said, one death is a tragedy, a million is a statistic.
Exactly. Yes.
People need to.
Kent, you want to jump in with a comment here?
Go ahead. Yeah, I just have one thing about Greenwald that this website that I read occasionally. Apparently, he is trying to wonderful files that Snowden gave him that. Now he has, and he's trying to extort media organizations around the world for big, huge fees for, you know, to get to be allowed to print these things. And also, supposedly, he's setting up a media organization with the guy that founded eBay or something. So I'm wondering whether, you know, he's going to set up another front organization, and they'll make a huge profits, which will go into the CIA's black budget, you know. It's it's a beautiful scam they pulled off, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, for someone who's such a patriot, who's so concerned with the people's privacy and Americans' right to know, why is he sitting on this this information for what, for 6 months now?
Yeah,
so it's very odd. Definitely, there's some profit motive on his end, but my suspicion is the release is meant to be strategically timed.
Right.
But something explosive is going to come out of these so-called leaks. I'm quite sure of it, if WikiLeaks is any precedent.
I think you're right. It's a pretty... just makes you wonder what Snowden, you know, what Putin thinks as he watches all this, and here this guy shows up. Of course, he let him in, but I would imagine that the KGB, I imagine they don't have much contact with him, and I imagine they're watching him very, very
carefully. I'm sure they're not fooled. If you want to get an indication of what the Russians think, if you ever watch RT News, you see some of the guests they have on. They often have Webster Tarpley on, who called Snowden out as a phony. you know what was interesting?
That is funny.
In the run-up to this almost war with Syria, at that same time, RT News started running 9/11 conspiracy pieces. It was very unusual. It suggests to me that not only do the Russians know what the real deal is, but in a way they were saying, listen, if you continue this route, we're going to play this card. We're going to expose you. But RT is directly under control of the Kremlin. It's an English language channel. I don't know if you've ever seen it. They always have, you know, some pretty woman giving the news. But yeah, they did. They did some 9/11 conspiracy pieces. They didn't go deep into it, but they went just far enough to send a message that, hey, we know. Okay.
Sure, but yeah. I do know that the pretty women that they have giving the news are fully clothed, no cleavage. Which
yeah,
is kind of
no,
kind
it's,
of different than
it's,
Fox
it's,
News.
Yeah, Fox has just gotten out of control. I mean,
what next? I mean,
that's the conservative news station, of course.
Right. Well, Kent, did you have any other comments?
No, it's interesting that 9/11 is around the world. I listen to the shortwave. 9/11 is such a taboo. Iran is the only station I've heard on the radio. I do remember seeing RT on the internet recently. So you're right there. But through the years, Iran is the only country that has ever officially touched on 9/11, and they would always just refer to it as the highly suspicious events of 9/11. And so, I mean, it's amazing. So that is a. You're right there. That's they're sending a message by opening up a can of worms, threatening
sure.
them anyway.
And they've also touched on the Holocaust. And of course, Al Jazeera news used to be about the same, but then they took over. I think the CIA took over the Al Jazeera.
Yeah, they've been neutered for sure.
Yeah.
My favorite international broadcaster is Radio España. Spanish radio, and they have two Americans and an Englishman there. And when about a year ago, a little over a year ago, he had a guy named Nils something, a Dutch 911 expert on there, and he had a full explanation and discussion, just as you or I would from what we know, and it just astounded me that would be allowed. And I actually wrote to them in praise of that. Sometime later, and he denied doing that program.
Really?
He denied.
He must have got his hand slapped.
Pulled a St. Peter.
Yeah, I just couldn't help. He said, "I don't know. You know, I don't know. Somebody else must have done it. I didn't do that." I sent him. I said, praising him and saying, "Well, this is the. I've never heard from a national, you know, a nationally sanctioned broadcaster anywhere in the world."
But you know what? Oftentimes what will happen is on the lower and mid-levels of a big media organization, the truth will slip in under the radar. And then the day after, the higher-ups will kill it.
Yeah.
But sometimes you could catch some really interesting diamonds of truth. I remember here in North New Jersey, the day after those five dancing Israelis were arrested, it was on the front page of the Bergen Record.
Yeah.
Day after that, it disappeared.
But it was on record.
Yeah, that's a big newspaper. It's front page, yeah.
All righty, we will be right back in 3 minutes.
Well, thanks.
Thank you, Kent.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Mike King. He is the author of NWO, Forbidden History, 1763 to 2013. The website is tomatobubble.com. And I keep thinking of your poem about McCain. I just love that poem. That is just a classic. I hope that it goes all over the internet. I think that you did such a good job and included so much, and it all rhymed. It was just, I'm very impressed with that.
Yeah, I was afraid I was going to run out of words that rhyme with AIM, but they just kept coming. to find that poem, one would have to go to the updates and archives page,
okay,
on the front page, and the Christmas poem is there as well.
Okay. Well, I have something called the Rhyming Dictionary, and it was published years and years ago. And I know that there's a lot of words that rhyme that we would never think of, but it seems like you just did such an excellent job at that. And it all made sense. I mean, gosh, it's one thing to use words that rhyme, but quite another if they're all very, very applicable. Which,
yeah,
those were all very applicable. So there's so much information out there, and we talked about black propaganda and how the government has used people, has used public relations firms, has paid millions of dollars to to PR groups, which of course makes us think of Edward Bernays. And he's been around for, well, he was around for quite a number of years ago. And worked with the War Department. And we have to recognize that the government actually does have departments that devote all of their time to black propaganda, to black operations, in order to program the public to respond to and to act in a certain way. We're all programmed, and I've been studying this book because I recognize that it's an important aspect to think about, how to counter group manipulation tactics. And this is a group. The internet is a group. We belong to a group. The people in the alternative media belong to a group. And so the very best environment for the government to work in is the alternative media on the internet.
Certainly, there's certainly infiltration there for sure.
Yes. Yes,
it's indeed a science. It really is a science, this, the art of group manipulation. It truly is a science because at our core, we are animals, if you think about it, and we're governed by the same instincts that would govern our flock of sheep or a herd of cattle. That groupthink mentality is wired into us. For one reason or another, some of us are able to resist, just like wolves are pack animals, but every so often you get a lone wolf.
Right.
But when you understand our inner animalistic nature, and they do, they know how to manipulate it. We seek the comfort of the herd. And that's why it's so difficult to persuade people to believe in the things that we believe. It's partially because they don't want to accept the horrible truth, but what's most fearful of all is to become part of the extreme, part of the margin. That's where people don't want to go. That's what terrifies people more than the knowledge that our own government is criminal.
Right.
They don't want to be isolated. They don't want to become one of us extremists.
Right, because in a crowd of people, we stick out like a sore thumb, and it's very difficult.
Everybody wants to fit in with their peer group. That's psychological. That's not intellectual, and that's our greatest barrier. And the controllers, they know that. They know people's need to fit in. That's why they're always hitting us with the polls. You know, polls show this. In the moment you get over 50%, more and more people will flock just because of that fact alone.
Sure. Well, it's just like the New York Times bestseller list. I mean, you could sell 10 books, and they will put your name on that list simply because they want to sell a particular book, a particular ideology, when in fact it has nothing whatsoever to do with the quantity of books sold, but simply the ideology that they are trying to market. And so people will look at that list and say, oh, that it's on that list. I'm going to buy that book.
Yeah.
And surveys the same way. Who does all these polls?
The same people that manipulated the public opinion in the first place. I mean, it's like a flowchart. I mean, first you saturate the airwaves with propaganda, then you take a poll, and people begin to reflect the very propaganda that you beat them over the head with, and then you report on the poll. People are now believing such and such, so it makes it seem as if the people arrived at their own conclusion.
Right.
They do this all the time. It's so transparent to me, and it's just tragic how people fall into that.
Right, and we all fit in that category. I think because we probably most of us went to a government school where we learned to be a part of the group, and I think that this is also true within the military, where you are browbeat into belonging to a group.
Yeah.
If you go against what everybody else is doing, then you are just a phew. You're just the drill instructor,
sure,
whomever's in charge of
it's part instinctual, but it's also exploited by things like the public schools and the press.
And certainly the military.
Yeah.
Because they are taught to act as a group, and you do not step outside of that particular environment that they have imposed upon you. And, of course, people who join the military, they don't know what they're getting into or what they're going to be expected to do.
It's like joining a gang in many ways.
Sure. One that's legalized to do.
I mean, I'll tell you why. You could not get me to drop bombs on women and children. You want to court-martial me, throw me in jail, that's fine. But I just don't understand how some of these pilots in World War II can just drop these incendiary bombs that burned hundreds of thousands of people to death.
Well, it's because the U.S. government has demonized the enemy to the point that the people who are dropping those bombs don't consider them human beings, but
right.
as devils and animals and gooks and Nazis and you know, all those bad things, and of course those are that's how they do it.
I'm thinking one of my upcoming pieces is going to be on this topic, because what strikes me is how in 1937 when the Hindenburg blew up, we all cried for the dead Germans on the Hindenburg. 5 years later, we're incinerating hundreds of thousands of Germans and we're cheering. And then 5 years later, after that, during the Berlin airlift, when we were dropping food to hungry Germans, we were again sympathetic to the Germans. So they could turn it on and off. So literally within a span of less than 10 years, we went from, you know, loving the Germans to actually despising and wanting to kill them, and then loving them again.
And where does this all emanate from? It emanates from movies, from the media, and they do these things, like the Hindenburg. I mean, I think that was... I don't buy that as an incident.
Oh, yeah. That was probably the first direct assault on Germany to kill its airship industry. It blew up at the precise moment that it was mooring in front of all the movie reels. And then the very next day, this is reminiscent of 9/11, and they already had it figured out. It's so static electricity. Like, well, how do you know that?
And oftentimes, well, like 9/11. I mean, all the information that we received on that day, and the first information about any particular event that comes out is the stuff that we remember. And when you look at all the things that we were told, and then you look at even in the alternative media a decade later, you find that we are believing the same things that they told us on that very day. And we think that, the alternative media came up with that. But no, they didn't. It was planted, subtly planted in our minds. And even when you're looking at an event, for instance, going back to the JFK assassination. Okay, we'll hold that thought until after the break. Be back in 3 minutes.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful, a gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Mike King. He is the author of NWO, Forbidden History, 1763 to 2013. His website is tomatobubble.com, and we were talking about, we were talking about 9/11. We were talking about the media and the role that they play. And Dan Rather was just a simple local Dallas newscaster. And on that day, he said, in referring to JFK, said, you could see his head move violently forward as if to confirm the government's version that he was shot from the school depository. I almost said suppository. Oh, dear. Depository, sorry. And it's not a laughing matter.
Well, Dan is full of you-know-what, so I guess maybe.
And then on 9/11, the same Dan Rather, who is now a national news broadcaster, said, oh, it's a controlled demolition. And so what do we do in the alternative media? So, oh, yeah, it slipped out, and it was a controlled demolition, which I do not believe that it was. But and then we were talking earlier about about the Face in the Crowd, the movie where Andy Griffith played this diabolical, manipulating monster. And thereafter, he got his own Mayberry down-home program that talked about, you know, that promoted family values and all that kind of thing. And so, I mean, it's just kind of interesting that people get promoted for the things that they do that really damage the American public. And somebody in the chat room, which I think is incredibly interesting, said, getting back to the Hindenburg, referring to that ship, I can't remember the name of the ship, but the cruise ship that tanked right off the launch in front of the cameras was planned. Remember, it just turned, I mean, it was terrible. There's been a couple of cruise ships, but there was one that was where the cruisers, the people who were on the ship, they were just, the experiences that they had, the food that wasn't available, just all of the awful stories. Well, they don't want us to travel, do they? They don't want us to be driving. They don't want us to be traveling, so they put up radiation machines to keep us from traveling by air. Would you have gotten on a cruise ship after that story, after seeing that the cruise ship go down, or the one that just got stalled?
Yeah, I mean, they definitely took a the cruise industry definitely took a dip in sales afterwards.
Is that a pun?
That's the way the public thinks, though. You remember when Jaws, the movie, came out in the 70s, people stopped.
Oh, right. Yes, who wants to go swimming in the ocean?
Yeah.
Not anytime soon, thank you.
Yeah. Every time there's an oil spill, the way they'll hype that up. But, you know, when you look at things logically, these kind of events are so rare that it should not impact your decision to do this or that. How many tens of thousands of people die in automobile accidents every day? Can you imagine if the press hyped up every automobile accident the way they hype up every shooting?
Yes.
We'd be back to horse and buggies.
Right.
Yeah.
And certainly more people die from the medical industry than die in any other event.
More children have died in baseball-related injuries than in school shootings.
Wow.
More people are killed by lightning each year than the so-called assault gun.
When you
play with the numbers, it's incredible what you come up with, and you see how irrational, you know, people are under the influence
and
of
what
the media.
The media decides to focus on, because what they decide to focus on is what they want us to believe. Now, on your website, there's a picture of you, and 30 in the chat room said that that's Mr. Ed. Is that Mr. Ed?
No, that's Mr. What is that horse's name?
I don't know.
That's Mr. Dallas. It's a local stable that I like to just go there, and once in a while I'll ride, but usually I just go there to feed carrots to the horses. A big animal lover.
Me too. No,
his name is Mr. Dallas.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice. So it's not one of your horses?
Oh, no, I don't own horses. I wish I did.
Yeah.
I have a cat.
You have a cat?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have three cats. I did at one time own two Welsh ponies.
Oh, nice.
Oh, well, it wasn't too nice at first because they came off of an island in the middle of the Salt Lake.
Yeah.
They were wild, wild, wild. And I ended up breaking them.
Yeah.
And because animals, well, I don't know. I worked really hard at breaking them, but it was a rather challenging thing. But I think that animals know when people really like them.
And you know what else? I really believe that animals have a built-in ability to sense a good person that means well versus somebody who's has an evil streak in them. Years ago, I was really taken for a ride by a slick salesman came to my home, And it was strange. I had a dog at that time who just loved everybody, but he kept growling at this man like he wanted to take his jugular out. It was so strange. We had to put him away. And then, you know, later on, it turned out the service that I paid for was not what it was represented to me.
Unbelievable.
And this guy was a total degenerate, and I tried to get customer service, and, you know, he was all buddy-buddy when he was trying to sell me, but afterwards it was like, screw you, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I really believe my dog sensed something that I didn't.
Sure. I had a cat like that, Mei Ling. She's a Siamese cat. And I remember I opened the door one time, and it was the salesperson. And she was usually not, well, Siamese cats aren't extra friendly, but she was just so aggressive towards this guy. I didn't even let him in. And she was just on the chair right beside the door, and she was just growling at him. And she knew. They know. They absolutely know. Human beings, they can sense when somebody is bad or good. And I think, okay, this brings us back to Adolf Hitler. I think that his association with animals and his...
I have a big spread. One of my items on the archives page is Hitler with animals and children.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you could just see the comfort level that the children and the animals had with him.
Exactly.
And also the sincerity in his own eyes. You know, it wasn't like a staged, like if you ever see Obama pick up a child for the cameras, it's so awkward, he's rigid, he's not comfortable with a child. And even with his dog, I mean, you can sense that right away, that he's, you know, some kind of
psychopath. Yeah, he doesn't even want to travel on the same plane with him. What's that tell you?
Yeah, he sends a separate helicopter for the dog or plane.
Mm.
But that is interesting. These pictures reveal a lot when you look at Hitler around animals. How he was a vegetarian, you know.
Yeah, and it isn't what he looks like when he's around the animal. It's what how the animal is responding to him.
The animal and the child.
Yeah.
You know, because I think children are like animals in a sense that, you know, their intellects haven't been corrupted yet or overly developed, so maybe they think on a more basic level, but I think you could tell a lot by someone who's able to get a child to really open up like that.
Yes.
Now, and I've seen countless pictures of Obama with children, and he doesn't have it, because the man doesn't have a soul, you know?
Yes, I agree. Well, it's been delightful, as usual, to have you on the program, and I hope that people will go to your website. And if you haven't heard the poem, the Christmas poem, but particularly the McCain poem, please.
Yeah, I just during commercial break, I put both of them in the toolbar, so if people want to find them, Christmas poem and McCain the Insane. So.
And please send that, the McCain one, to everybody in your address book. It is just priceless. I mean, I just love that that poem. And the website, of course, is tomatobubble.com. And we didn't take the opportunity to talk about your the anti-New York Times, which is something that people can access. And you read, what do you say? You read the stuff... That.
Yeah, every day I check out the front page, and I take the two or three most biased headlines, and I break them down.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. Well, thank you so much, Mike.
Next month we'll talk about Hitler visits Oprah, but that's on the website now, too.
And have a Merry Christmas.
Same to you and all yours.
Okay.
With a capital C-H-R-I-S-T.
Yes.